hear what they say. Power though, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. Last episode of 2023 coming in your ears, baby. We got some random shit to talk about. We're talking about Rugged and Real Housewives of Miami, which was on this week. Hope everybody survived Christmas and whatever else the fuck you had going on, and here we are.
Okay, so since there's nothing on TV, first of all, what is wrong with Bravo?
I don't know. It's so stupid.
We watch every. I think more people would watch this week.
Why are you not having it on?
And yeah. I don't want to watch. I've turned on Leva so hard. I can't stand her voice.
Why should she be at the reunion?
Number one, and Paige should be there before Leva. Nothing against her, but she just never. What's the deal with her Bravo sucking her dick so hard?
I don't know. I thought, though, for the reunion, they all looked great. That's how I think people should look at a reunion.
They did.
I don't know how to, like,
the best dress I think of all time of all shows.
Yes, they looked chic. It looked appropriate. It was like glamorous, but like dapper. I really think they nailed it. And
better than
it, which
all
is hard
the
to
trash
do.
Vanderpump Rules kids. Everybody.
Yeah. Agreed.
They looked great. Shep looked very handsome.
Oh, I didn't check out Shep. I'd like close up. I gotta dig in. Right, we had random topics to discuss.
But let's talk about her real quick. Taylor.
Yeah.
Taylor is the biggest piece of garbage on the face of the planet. Her saying that I don't regret it when she was drunk talking to the brother, rest in peace. Sorry. I mean, it's terrible. It's really depressing in all accounts. It's crazy. She's such a piece of shit.
What a season of Southern Charm. I caught up on that episode like when I got back into town from the holidays. I love Olivia. Could not love her more. And Taylor is
beloved.
Trash. It is really rare to see just pure trash behavior on television.
Seriously.
Because people are trying to make themselves look good and like whatever. She is horrible. Like the way she was standing up, like, I've apologized. What else do you want me to do? It's like, you are the worst. And then getting caught on the phone. I just loved that. And I love
her
Olivia stopping right
together.
Over there. Yeah. Yeah. It's great. Really great.
Olivia is way nicer. She's one of the nicest people on the planet.
I feel so bad for her because of the mental state she must be in to be dealing with this bullshit on top of like her brother's death. It's just like, it just, and she really is a champion. This is like the best thing. I mean, this season made her look like freaking Princess Di, and you know,
her family are Cowboys fans and they're always up in the private suites, which makes me want to barf. Jerry Jones to me is the ultimate.
I hate the Cowboys.
Creep of all time, and I hate him, and I feel bad for Dak Prescott, but I feel so. Oh God, hold on, let me think here. So when the brother said to her, "See, it's hard for me to now that the brother's passed away, it's so depressing talking about it because it's crazy as hell to me to see someone alive on the video chat that they're so close that she's calling her brother when she's a whore, and." Yeah. The brother said, what would Jesus do or what would God do? And it's like, why are you bringing Jesus into here when your sister is sitting there sleeping around with the town? And well, Jesus would do this or whatever she said. It blows me away.
Yeah, it's really wild.
How they get so religious, even though she's garbage. And she treats people like shit, her best friend.
Really unexcusable behavior.
There was no apology ever coming once she said you guys were never together.
Yeah.
She really believes that.
I don't I don't feel bad or whatever. It's crazy. Oh. It's crazy.
Okay, Paige and Craig. When Craig says to Paige, I could go on without you. You know, you've brought me here, but I could go on without you. What do you think? What do you do as a girl at that point? Is he slyly trying to scare her into saying you're going to lose me, or is it just open conversation?
I think it's both, because the way he was like, I mean, do you want it to work out with us? She's like, of course. And then he's like smiling. Like, I think he just needs more reassurance from Paige or something, you know, like he's like kind of feeling it out to like, I think he would have loved if she was like, why would you say that? Like he wants that reaction. That's why he asked the follow-up question. Cause he's not getting
it. How can she be so calm? Mm-hmm. If someone said that to me, I'd be like, it would send me into a tailspin.
They are just so childlike. Like when they pulled up to Madison's and they're like,
it was funny.
Ooh, it's a real neighborhood. And like,
she was nervous.
Like for a 30-year-old, like
I know.
They're just so immature. So it's like, it actually doesn't shock me that they're not moving faster. Like it's obvious they're both children. And like, she's not the more, like, she's not a 30-year-old desperate to get locked up.
Is she only 30? Is she 32?
Maybe. I mean, she's young 30s, I would say.
She's got to snap out of it. Once you hit 30, if you got, I mean, maybe she doesn't really like him. Like,
lock Paige down. I mean, like, Paige, lock Craig down.
Propose to her. I think, but I guess Craig is scared she's going to say no. Does he have to force her into it?
Right.
But I think Madison made good points. Like, when it's the one, it's the one. Is that the case? And she's good friends with, what's her face? Hannah Berner, who's married and like probably going to have a kid. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's not like her friends are all single. Maybe she's got more friends, but it'll be really interesting to see what happens.
It really will. It's a great season of Southern Charm, though. Like, top tier. And it's, it makes me think sometimes that, like, there is a purpose for letting some of these shows ride out and, like, find their footing again. Because I would have never thought two seasons ago that Southern Charm would be good. And, like, so it's like maybe there is something to just, like, letting shit happen and see where it lands. Because I was just thinking that same thing with like Vanderpump.
What's
like
the
you know,
recipe?
It's like it's just weird.
Right. And Vanderpump were at least interested in the people we've known for a decade.
Right.
These girls are just, we hated them and couldn't stand them at the beginning of the season. And now I'm enthralled and I'm in love with Olivia and would vote for her for presidency.
Right. Yeah. It's really crazy.
She's a nice girl.
Yeah. She is better than me. She's very like, she's really dealing with this
she's
well.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. What else should we chat before we talk Rugged, which I'm freaking loving. So good.
Okay.
Here, let's go. I watched the Denise Richards and Erica Jane clip. We can start there, which is the preview for next week's episode. Loved it.
Could there be better TV? It was so opera.
I have to say that Erica Jane, while problematic, is just like the way she can work somebody and the way she is, the way they are staring at each other and just like she's not backing down and just doesn't give a fuck is just so good. It's really
up
great.
Her daughter being on OnlyFans.
Who earns
and I
more?
Agree with, and the sick thing is I agree with Erica Jane on all accounts.
I do as well.
Really,
I do as well, because honestly Denise Richards did talk about the dick size in front of the kids clip show.
Right.
I mean, your
their
daughter's
dad is
on
Charlie
OnlyFans.
Sheets.
Yeah,
hey, that's where you lose me.
Yeah, it's just, it is what it is. I loved that. I can't wait. I just, there are moments where Erica Jane like earns her paycheck. That is one of them right there.
Bringing up the 20, oh, there's $20 million put into your account. They just kept going bing, 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 bing.
Yep.
And
so
and
good.
Denise Richards, it was like a scripted reality show or a scripted soap opera with their hair. And I love
the hair,
Denise
sipping
rolling in
the
with
tea.
The 90s Pam Anderson hair and everything.
Staring at each other as they drink.
Yeah, the tea.
So good. So good.
Erica Jane really, some people think that Beverly Hills Housewives sucks this year. To me, it's probably my favorite season of Beverly Hills, if ever or in a long time. I'm enjoying every single episode thoroughly.
I'm enjoying every single episode too. I think last season was great too, though. Like I think it's on a nice up.
Yeah,
upswing.
Last season was good, but it was dark. This is just fun. I don't know. I am enjoying it more than bringing
excellent.
What's her face? What's the sister? Kathy Hilton, not Kathy, but
Kim.
Kim, her rolling in. Why does she come? You'd think she wants to stay off. She just bops on in like she's around there all the time. It's very, she's hilarious. She's nuts and she screams out crazy things and she's really batshit.
Great. Yeah.
Now, after I say that comparison to her and Mike McDaniels, you don't see Mike McDaniels kind of a Kim Richards theme?
Oh.
Him yelling at Dan Marino. You don't feel that?
Don't.
That's great.
All right, next on our list was Joe and Teresa and Louie on vacation together, which I gotta say, I appreciate. I don't know.
Unbelievable.
It is wild. I just, every time
great.
I see
Joe
them,
looks great.
Joe
How does
looks
he look
great.
Like that?
It looks great. I like that he's, I actually like them divorced so much more than them as a couple. Like, they actually seem like they like each other. They support one another now. He's not calling her a cunt. You know, it's all like, it's all
yeah,
love and rainbows. It's fun.
See, Kim Zolciak, everybody would have thought, oh, Kim Zolciak and Croy Bierman are the people who could have a great life and blah, blah, blah. And people would shit all over Teresa. Well, look at what they're doing and look at what they're doing.
What do you mean? With their kids or just like in life?
Or just the way it's turned out. I think, yeah. I really truly believe, God forbid, one of someone is going to end up dead in that situation, in the Kim and Croy situation. It's going to end up a terrible situation. And people would have thought, people just shit all over Teresa Giudice and that whole situation. They went to jail, this, that, and the other. And now they all look healthier. They look so healthy and happy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we'll talk about Miami. Todd and Louie are cut from the same cloth and they're both sketch balls and they're
and
two
Joe.
Deals away.
All
from
three of them are like
all,
a triangle.
Yes.
Yeah.
But like Joe, I almost appreciate it more because he's like old school. Like
blue
he's going to hustle
yeah.
the system,
uh-huh.
like
yeah,
blue
right,
collar
right.
crime. He's not like a
coming home,
not
drunk,
a savant.
Drive into the ditch drunk, but that's okay.
Hey, right.
Right.
He's going to
I
skim
agree
some
with
money
you.
Off the top of a deal. It's like old school
Cash is
hustling
king.
Kind of
right,
shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. While like Louie and Todd have a skeevy vibe to me, and
100%.
We're gonna get to Miami, but I just
and
love what
Teresa
happened this
and
week. Brought me right back in.
And her are exactly the same as creepy.
Yes,
God, I gotta pull
totally
people's names.
The
my
same.
brain. They're going. My brain is like. But just to see them all together, Joe Giudice looks so healthy. He looks 20 years off. Everyone should go to jail. Get banned from the United States. Look what can happen to your life. It can only just be the best.
Some would say. Yeah.
I love that the Gorgas are off racking up credit card debt on some island somewhere.
You know what? The other thing about Teresa that we don't talk about is like the kids are all right. Like she has a daughter. One kid's at Michigan. Fucking impossible to get into.
Right.
Like Gia graduated from college and is going to do something. Like she wants to go to law school or something, right? Like the kids are actually, given how much they went through, I'm very impressed by
it's
how
unbelievable,
well the children turned out.
The littlest
you gotta
one
give them some credit. The
has
dance
probably only
star.
Met Joe a couple times, and
right,
the darkness
she's
is
right.
Leaving her eyes. She looks a little. She looks okay.
Right, she looks alive.
Probably spoke 5 words to Teresa. Nobody knows she's around. I mean, it's just crazy. It's hilarious.
You and that kid. You've always said that.
She's
all
just
right.
Lost in their things. This whole Gypsy Rose Blanchard, though.
Yes.
I never knew about her until the recent.
You didn't watch.
This is a
you,
big
you
shebang.
Would... I talked about this on the pod, I think. It was called
I
Mommy
think you
Dearest
did.
Or something.
Oh, was that her
there
story?
There were documentaries about her story. Is that the same
But there's
one?
A movie called that, Mommy Dearest, I think.
Yeah,
where
maybe
the
that's a different, but
Munchausen, where the
essentially
mom tells them they're
yeah,
sick.
that's exactly what it was.
With the,
Munchausen
coat
and
hangers.
yeah, she, her and the boyfriend killed the mom. And then she got like a lighter sentence because I think they knew like the mom was torturing her for years, essentially. Making her take medication and shit, pretending she was sick, making her sick, like just fucking terrible for years, like her entire life, pretending like she was special needs when she wasn't, like just fucked. And then the boyfriend stabbed the mom and they ran away and then they got caught. And now she's
they
out.
Stabbed
I guess.
Her and that's how she died, bled to death.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the way she deserves it.
Right? The
what do you think about that girl who
the
they didn't know
boyfriend
was was old or young last year? You watched it. And now they got the dental records that show she is a child, but they pretty much just
oh,
let her
what was
loose.
That called? Man, I watched so much wild shit. Oh, this is random, but Dorian listened to our top episodes or top shows, and he calls me like, hello, like, what the hell? And he's like, I mean, I can't believe you would say Justine with like Daisy Jones and Six. I'm like, what do you mean? I was like, he was like, you don't remember? And I was like, what? And it's like a critical character that has suffered the entire show dies of cancer. And I totally like, I,
oh,
that's like how
God.
Different our brains work. Like I forgot that even happened in the show. I was like, just thinking of how the ending was semi hopeful. And like, Dorian's like, no way she'd like that show. He's like, I just had to tell you that. Let me like,
I love how
so
Dorian
maybe
knows that my fear of cancer.
So maybe don't watch it. I totally forgot about that till I was like, oh, that's funny. I like that left
when
my
you
mind.
bring that up, it's like, oh God, my period has been so irregular. I'm already writing myself off on this trip.
You're nuts. All right, last thing was,
yeah, go ahead.
Was you asked anything I watched on the airplane? I watched Past Lives, which is like an Oscar-nominated movie.
Oh, wow.
About like a triple decade relationship between two people who like pass in the night. Did not, I was like, it had subtitles, so like I'm glad I wasn't on my phone, but it was like so slow. And people think it's like powerful and whatever. I thought it was okay.
It's about people who knew each other for three generations, three lives.
No, it's like, no, it's like over time, like over decades of time. It's like they knew each other when they were young, and then 10 years later, and then 10 other years later.
And hate each other and hate each other.
Right. I mean, it was like kind of like
they like each other when they were young.
In
what
the
was
night.
It when they were 5 years old? They're
so they were in
they
Korea
doing?
And they were like best friends. So it's in Korean. And then she leaves to immigrate to the US. So they like lose touch and then they get back together. So I would not
and
recommend
then what?
that.
Do they end up together?
No. Spoiler alert. So it was
I
like, what
hate
am I
movies like
watching?
that.
I know.
End up together. I'm watching
and then I
Past
watched.
Lives.
It's one of those, it's like an Oscar movie that will do nothing but like get Oscar praise. The other movie that I think you actually would like was Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, which is
what? That does sound cute. I think the kids
with
will
Rachel
like
McAdams.
Too.
Maybe a little girly for the kids, but like I think you would like it. It was
right.
like a good
they need to be I like to push
to
girl things on them.
Right. Yeah, I like that too.
Like to rip a tampon out in front of their eyes and watch them freak out.
So that's all I watched. On the plane.
Are You There,
on the way
Margaret?
Back,
That's
I
a
watched.
book.
Yeah.
Does the
By
mom
Judy
die of
Blume.
cancer in the beginning?
No,
Probably.
Nobody dies. No deaths.
God forbid. Thank God.
I did watch The Family
I can't
Stone
believe you
on the
picked
way
that
back.
Movie. That's hilarious.
I know. The Family Stone, the one with Sarah Jessica Parker and like, you know, that one with Diane Keaton and all of those. Kind of fast forwarded through that.
I don't remember.
Plane.
It's funny. Tyler will watch. He always recites things. Like, I'll never know a movie line. I don't remember anything I've ever watched. Rewatched The Office. I can vaguely remember things here and there, but I don't remember anything I've watched ever. I watched
I
something,
know.
it's
It's
gone.
hard. I know.
But Tyler remembers
It's...
things, and it's so weird how different brains work.
Yeah, it is. It is. All right, you want to talk Rugged or Miami? Where do you want to go? Rugged?
Yeah.
I think this is just top tier television. I think
nothing's
they should
ever gonna
take,
beat it.
They should just take this group of women and do this once a year. Just plop them anywhere and I will watch them do anything and I will be entertained. I mean, Luann is so unhinged in the best way possible. Like, she's on the verge of another arrest. Like, you can, like, the way she's, when she's in that wig, the neon party that goes left, and she's like wandering around the apartment drinking her espresso martini, like, oh, they're coming. And like, I gotta get a cigarette. It's like she's out of control, and it's great.
She is.
It's really fun.
I would say everyone but Kelly. If Kelly's so wealthy and selling houses here and there, why is she on the trip? You know that they paid Leah McSweeney $250,000 to go on that trip, so you can see how they're coming.
No.
Can you believe that? That's what she said.
200, there's no fucking way. I don't believe
that's
for
how
a
much
second.
money.
$250,000?
I would have thought it would
get
been
sick and be in the fucking hospital. I would have thought 25. That's crazy.
25.
She's not worth. Okay, this is my thing with Kelly. She is
maybe 200K,
okay.
But it was in the 200s. I was blown
Jesus.
Away.
Like Scary Island, she obviously like something. She like had a psychotic break or whatever. She was unhinged, but she is extremely confusing to talk to day to day. Makes no sense. And
I think she hides it.
How does she engage in business? Like, really? Like, are you telling me all of a sudden she walks into a room and she's closing a deal?
Just
I just
don't
can't
believe
even
it.
See it.
I can't. I wouldn't buy anything from her.
No.
Her After quitting the series over the
notes.
Phone, the Married to Mob alum agreed to do a week of Rugged filming for $250,000. That's what Page Six says. So Bravo lost a lot of money, losing a whole freaking
and we're
series
never
of
see
it.
Yeah.
All right, sorry, keep going.
Crazy.
With Kelly. Right. When you, I in New York City with people who are so playing with big money.
Yes. Like
Ryan
serious
Serhant,
people. New York
they got
is
Ryan
serious.
Serhant or her. No.
Yes. When she's reading those love notes to, I loved Dorinda. Like, nah, you know, make me a lasagna. I don't like a love note. Like, also, Dorinda.
I loved it.
Forget everything I said the first episode. She's a gem.
I know.
This is the Dorinda I love right here.
Me too.
She's unhinged. She's doing her little workouts, getting her heart rate up. It's just
she's the
fun.
Best. I know. This is the Dorinda I do love. The notes, I probably wouldn't talk to them again. I would have to call them and make fun of them.
Because what you're doing is you're preemptively pretending like you know how you're going to feel. You know, it's like, I miss you more than I can breathe today. It's like, what do you fucking know?
God.
You could be at the club. What do you, like?
You could hate me. I would call up and say, why would you write? It's embarrassing. I would not share this.
When she's like, everybody knows I'm getting married. And then they flash all the interviews. We're like, yeah, we had no idea. Like, what is she talking about?
Something's wrong with her. They had so many other options. If Jill Zarin's turned down $250K to go to St. Bart's, she's the
idiot.
Biggest idiot. But she would have been such a good fit. Or even if they could have gotten, what's her face? Simon and
Alex.
Alex. They could have got Alex. That would have been a great throwback. Or just gone with the five.
The flashbacks of like the scene with Alex where they were on the scavenger hunt. They were looking for the shoes. And where Luann's like, even Louis Vuitton makes mistakes, you know? It's just like, I love this old, the flashbacks are showing. I'm like, man, this show, when it was good, it was great, you know?
I'm just so inspired by their bodies. I'm like, I really got to get my shit together because these women are 20 years older than me and they are tight and right. And and they are women. Like, you don't have to, they're not old at all by any stretch, but they're getting up there.
Yes.
And they are sexier than any woman that you could ever find. It's crazy.
The most sexual group of women that, I mean, just when they were fantastic. The Kristen, we'll go talk about the toenail thing, but that the way they were fawning over that medic who looked like your cousin you see two times a year, unforgettable face, like who's that guy? The way they were fawning over him, and then the way that when they were like your breasts in the air, just like feeling the breeze on your boobs, it's just the best feeling. Then they're all like topless walking around. It's like, what the fuck is this? It's really ridiculous in the best way possible. They are sexual harassers.
Kristen should have been a supermodel. How does someone look that good?
I don't know. And I love how they just ignored the fuck out of her. They're like, oh, are you going over there? She's like, no, I'm getting ice for my drink. They're the biggest assholes. Oh,
that hurts
great.
So bad. I mean, she had her toenail removed, but I had my toenail fall off after something fell on it. And it hurts like a
bitch.
Yeah,
I remember you saying that. I had something fall on my foot recently. And I told you, it's like the worst pain you could ever feel. I do not know how to describe how badly that hurts. Even they're like, is she having a baby? She just likes the attention. It's like, man, you guys are ruthless. Oh my God.
Them sitting there, those two just cackling all the time, even walking away when everyone's going skinny dipping in the ocean. And those two are like, oh, well, they are so fun together, just getting dressed.
They are.
The way that Ramona's like, where's the itinerary, Martin?
That scene, the opening scene of this latest episode of them in the morning in their room, and Sony's like, Martin. Like, Ramona, he doesn't need to come here in the morning. I don't want to talk to him. And she puts the bathing suit over her ears. She's like, it's so I can't hear Martin. It's like, poor Martin. Like, that whole scene of them getting ready, I could watch that all day. Just give me the
so
footage
cute.
Of them in the bathroom. I love Martin.
Sonia and Ramona together are like two 15-year-old girls. They really bring the spirit back of when you're a young kid with your best friend. They're so cute together.
They are.
Ramona really fucked everything up by being a racist loser. Because we're never getting this again. I don't think they'll let Ramona back.
I don't think they will either, unless she like really groveled.
There's
or something.
Nothing
but
she
not
can
even,
do. Yeah.
She's not even attempting. You know what I mean? She hasn't said shit. She's going
care.
To page six. She's a fucking asshole, which is why she's great television. It's a shame.
Right.
Even her jacked up,
she's
fucked up
mental.
Hair that she wore this entire episode, they kept fixing it all drunk. And she's like, it looks great. And then she's like, look at my body. Like in the when they were going surfing, it's just so
when she
good.
Came out in that orange outfit. Her body does look great. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah,
Kristen in that little swimsuit thing. I mean, it's nuts. And Luann, after she caught the catfish, there's nothing I think Luann can't do. She could do brain surgery. I would.
Her surfing and shit, smooth as fuck. Oh. Love it. I loved Dorinda when they were like going to surf, and Dorinda's like, "I'm like, why is Kristen on my ass? I'm liquid fire when it comes to athleticism." I just, oh, they're great.
I know. Why is Kristen saying you could use this? I can see how Kristen's annoying. You can use this surfboard. It's a lot easier. Like, shut the fuck up, Kristen. Who are you?
She
your loser husband go to Costa Rica.
It's both what makes her good and bad. Is like, I think she has a little bit of the Teresa blinders of like, she'll just like, she's doing what she thinks she should be doing with like no kind of social graces or like understanding of how she should move in this group, which makes her good. But it also like, they're like, what the fuck, Kristen? Like, what do you, who do you know about me? You know? Yeah, it's great.
The scavenger hunt, I never want to see another one, but it's a waste of our time.
I love Luann getting pissed about Ramona always being in the middle, genuinely upset, running to get the middle spot at the table. I mean, just like, these are 60-year-old women. It's just hilarious the way they're operating.
And I like that their friendship has grown, because for a little bit it was like Luann wasn't really,
I didn't feel like
she was really friends with anybody, but now they are really truly friends, even with Ramona. But Ramona is a nightmare with that.
The three of them, like the Sonia, Luann, Ramona, and to a certain extent Dorinda, they protect each other from each other's bullshit. Like when Dorinda started to get upset about Sonia going off again, and then Ramona's like, hey, we can't, you know, it's like they have kind of figured out how to operate with each other to a certain extent.
And Dorinda should, they got, oh God, I wish they could bring the show back and have two New Yorks.
I know. I don't want to really see them. Kristen on it. I would take her.
I don't want them to just be on vacation all the time, because I don't think they gave them enough time. This is going to be over soon. It's too good. And give Dorinda credit. She's learned to love Sonia, and she's not attacking her. Like when you look back and Sonia's talking about the crest, and Dorinda's like, that's not your family.
Yeah.
I don't think Dorinda would still attack her like that.
I think she was drunk. She would. That's why she got up and walked away. Thank God.
Right. And Ramona's like talking her down. Yeah.
Sonia's out of control with the more, and see, it's like, even that, it's the gift that keeps on giving. She will freak out every time. She'll go on some diatribe of a story every time. You know, it's like they all have their triggers that are fun to watch to a certain extent.
Her story of getting together with
15
Morgan
minutes,
Chase, whatever the fuck guy's name is.
I'm out.
I just came across her daughter's TikTok. She is a beauty, and seems to kind of want to be a it's crazy how she hasn't exploded, because she's gorgeous. I can't imagine why she's not all over the place. That night we conceived a millennium baby. She is just nuts.
She really is.
Even Kelly sometimes can't. She's even looking at Sonia like Sonia's nuts. They're on the same level almost.
Yeah.
Maybe Kelly's jealous of Kristen, because Kristen is just as pretty and modelly. There's something there, but
I want Kelly to wipe her under eyes and knock it off with the mascara. She always has like black eyes. It's drives me nuts. It's like, just take the mascara off. You're going to be swimming all day. Who cares?
Right. I know that it's nice that they're not all done up. This is what Housewives should be. These women aren't, there's no glam. There's a little bit of glam, but they look like shit. Their hair looks like they've slept on it all night, and they're out there fresh faced.
Yeah. I love the outfits that they're putting together. I even love just like watching them in the morning. Luann doing her dip, and they're like, it's fun through and through.
I would love to see Karen and Giselle mixed in with this group. I think that they would be a good Giselle without Robin, and Giselle.
I would like to see Karen and Giselle go on a trip together. Yeah,
because I would like to see her with these girls, because they have the same, like Karen and Dorinda working out. They remind me of the same type of. The way they act the same.
It's good. I love. I'm loving it. We have like one more episode.
Bothers me though. I just don't. I've never liked her.
Either.
Still pick Bethany over Kelly.
I would have loved to see Bethany, even though I hate Bethany. I think that would have been compelling, because they would have.
I know.
It would have been non fucking stop arguing. Like, it wouldn't have stopped. And the product placement. I mean, all of it would have been ridiculous.
And after seeing that they do get paid this much money, I can see why Luann was pissed that she was quote unquote working. Because it's like, this is the job here,
yes,
bitch.
Yeah.
We're working
I
right
love
now.
them calling. I love them calling Kelly out. What are you doing? So important. Go to your room. Kicking her out of the common areas. Oh, it's good.
It's so fun. And I just never want it to end.
I know. It's really great. I just also, when they showed the flashback of the what Dorinda called the scavenger hunt at the mansion season, which was not a scavenger hunt. I'm so happy that they didn't do that. There's something so much fresher about leaving and not being trapped in what,
I agree.
You know, like, so I hope they never do anything like that again at somebody's house, or like, it ruined the vibe, I think.
And Dorinda being the equal.
Yes, exactly.
That's where it's at.
Yes. Yeah. You got to have her be on an equal.
Cause she gets nuts.
Yeah. Yep.
Dorinda really, her story about getting married to the red balloon. I mean, it's sad. I feel bad for her. I don't see her getting with another. I don't see her having sex with men. I see her being with women.
Oh, that's interesting.
When they're all talking about men, I just don't see her. But we'll see. Like, when's the last time she's had sex, you know?
Right. I don't know. They all talk about it enough, that's for sure. All right, should we talk Miami?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I know we'd said that Miami was losing us. This brought me right back the fuck in. I think it was a total setup by producers, but I really don't care. It's what it needed.
Well,
it
and
life into
and
it.
And crazy person.
Adriana.
And Adriana. Yeah.
Yeah. She, I mean,
she's
100%.
Nuts.
The way that scene in the car with her and Julia went, I mean, top tier television. Do you know the name? And then the fact she invites her to the brunch and sets up Nicole to take the fall. I mean, that's great television all day. And then Alexia and Marisol's reactions. That's exactly
is
what
Julia
you need.
Dumb or nice, or really nice and dumb, or is she not that dumb?
I think it's both, but like, she, the second she got to the brunch, she read what it was.
Well, not
she
even
knew
with that,
she'd
just
gotten
in
set
life.
Up. Yeah, I don't know. The
What's
farm.
Her deal?
Yeah. Julia, I don't think she serves a purpose on
this
show.
She's a very interesting bird. Yeah.
Yeah, she is. She is.
How she is a full-time housewife over her Adriana, who's doing the work. It doesn't make sense.
Right. It's crazy.
Let's talk about the rental though. They are broke.
Yeah.
That's some broke people shit, right?
The second Adriana started explaining that, I was like, ooh, that makes perfect sense. Like, we got to leave quickly. Shit's going left. Can't afford it. He said something in
borrows,
the scene.
He loans money. So he's a freaking loan shark. What does that mean? He's not a bank.
The scene where she came for lunch, it was like Wolf of Wall Street in his office. All these like dweeby, you know, these like white dudes like, aah! And then he's like, and that whole conversation, like, that seemed like that was set up, but he's trying to make her seem like she's the idiot in this situation. Like, no, we have plenty of time. We have 29 days.
She's screwed. She's going to get screwed. She's going to end up real
I
broke
because
of him. There's not going to be nothing left. Who was she talking to when she said he doesn't like to buy? He only likes to buy commercial property. But were they spending 40 to 50 grand a month?
Yes.
Or is that?
Yes, that's insane.
That's a waste of money. Anybody with a brain who's
and
been alive
trying
more
to
than
make it
5 years would know that that's a waste of money.
Yeah, she's trying to make it seem like it's saving Frankie by doing this. But it's like, you could get a live-in for Frankie for half the cost of, like, what are we?
You could buy
know.
One of those dumb apartments and it'd be worth it more than paying $40,000-$50,000 a month.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just,
Miami can't
he gives
be
me.
It's San Francisco costs more than Miami to live, right?
No, Miami's
supposed
crazy
to be
expensive
Miami
now.
Miami is?
Because, like, I think Miami now, because San Francisco. Not San Francisco, a bunch of people from New York are coming down to Miami,
right?
Now, driving up prices.
In this, economy, right? Yeah. It is cool to see I can't. Maybe I'm getting Hard Knocks. The views they do of Miami, it's so pretty. Now I have only been to Miami to go to Hard Knocks when they do the views of Miami.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's so pretty. I want to go down there. I don't know
I'm
what I would,
Miami
probably
fan.
Drive me nuts. You know, it's not really that great once you're there.
It's just gotten really crowded, traffic, yeah. It's expensive. I mean, people love it, I think, who live there, but
right. People shitting on the sidewalks.
I just, the way this episode played out, from them first showing just like, ooh, Alexia has to move all of a sudden, to then Adriana's rumor, to like, it just like was a perfectly plotted episode and was just so fun to watch. I loved them at the end, like flipping out and taking their jackets to go is my favorite part. The fact that they,
that's some broke ass shit too. I noticed
Alexia
that.
Going through while she's cussing out Nicole getting her jacket.
I appreciate the jacket. So that is fun. So funny. Thank you for bringing that up. We'll get back to the great lunch, because I get things running through my head. Gertie and the kids, heartbreaking.
Okay.
Gertie's sitting down with the husband and saying, how did I do? And he's like, what, with the bowling? That cracked me up. He's such a man.
Here's my thing.
She's like, no, talking to the kids.
The first scene, why does her 10-year-old son, or however old he is, not know how to crack an egg? That's problem number
kids
one.
Kids are begging to crack eggs at 2 years old. They're in
yes
your face.
Problem
and it's the
number
most
two
annoying thing is,
oh,
letting
it's
a kid
worst
crack
it's a
fucking egg. And then if
yeah,
you're like,
disgusting,
get the fuck out of here, you yeah cracking eggs, oh,
they're
get
crying
the shell in here, and then yeah they run away and they're like, and then you're like,
I know,
come on, well, I'll let you crack the egg, mommy's sorry, she's just yep got a million things to do, but you can crack the
don't
egg,
get salmonella. That drove me nuts.
It's so annoying.
The second
crack
piece is
cracking eggs.
You're choosing to have this conversation with your children a month after their dad told them that you have cancer. You waited a fucking month and you chose to do it at a bowling alley. Maybe this was just filmed and she did it privately. I will give her that.
I don't know. Yeah.
Benefit
I,
of the
I
doubt.
So.
But I found that scene so problematic. It's like, imagine now
it's
what
hard
your
for
kids
me to watch. Yeah.
Think about bowling. Now they're going to think about mommy and cancer every time you go bowling. Like, why are we
and
doing this?
Is...
And a month, daddy talked to you. It's like, what the fuck?
She should have talked to him from the get, but
no,
or
shit.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I can't imagine. Right. I
no,
it's
you're
terrible.
Right. But it's just the way it's playing out. I'm just like, oh, my God, this is,
it's hard to watch. But yeah. What I take from it is how well she freaking handles a life threatening disease like this. It's
yes
really mind blowing. And I
yeah
that's what I'm trying
oh,
to take from
champ
it. It's just that she's yes not losing it, because I would
right
lose it. They give
right
you too much time to think about it. Get me in and get this shit out of my body.
Yeah.
Like when she's sitting there eating and whatever, it just makes me think where I am in places, like how many people got cancer in their body? And we don't know. It's just scary.
That was your worst fear realized.
No, not that they, I'm done with TikTok. Again, TikTok has great stuff, especially for us reality TV. But then they say that there's kids getting cancer from playing on turf, and that there's some type of chemical in the turf, and the turf is crazy and weird. And then now it's like, you just think there's just cancer everywhere. Just global warming's
so
not going to kill
TikTok
us all. You know, it's cancer is.
I think
cancer.
I said TikTok.
TikTok. TikTok.
I sound like my parents. Sorry. What's TikTok? Oh no, the scene with Larsa and Lisa where they go to lunch, where they meet for lunch. And Lisa's like, oh my God, I set a reminder to check in with Jody. And then she calls him and she's like, I just got a reminder. How are your feelings? It's like, Lisa, what the fuck? Again, when Larsa's the voice of reason, like, they are truly dumb and dumber. And maybe Larsa's not that dumb, but it's like, when the two of them are together, it's like staggering how dumb Lisa seems in comparison to Larsa, which is like saying something. It's like, why is Larsa the reasonable one and you're the nuts one?
I love how Larsa didn't realize that his family, Scottie Pippen's family, didn't hate her forever from the day they met her.
Crazy. It's really nuts.
It's still wild that she's screwing Michael Jordan's kid. I'd never be okay with it. And I can't imagine what their parents think.
Oh, I can't either. Can't either.
It's such a joke when I see him. I won't ever take it serious. It's so weird.
Me neither.
There's a million people on this planet.
Marcus is 100% on the top of my mind at all times. I could never
be
reminded. She
is so in love.
I know. It's nuts.
He's going to fuck her over hardcore.
Oh, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't get that vibe at all. They're going to be like,
they seem like clingers on. Yeah.
What happens
like,
when
what
he
is,
wants
where is he going?
A kid.
I don't know.
Will.
Yeah.
He'll have one on the side.
Right. Maybe he already has one. Who knows?
God, he's got to keep that legacy going for real.
Yeah.
He's got to make
what
some
else?
More money makers. It's someone like Michael Jordan's kid will never be successful. Michael Jordan is an anomaly. You have to come from nothing to become Michael Jordan. Someone that
not
rich,
everybody can be like
no
a Blue Ivy in
a
Northwest, you know?
Yeah, and they still got
rarefied
time
air.
The fuck up. Yeah, I give Blue Ivy. I can't say I love them both. I really do. Blue Ivy made my summer watching her on
I finally watched the scene of North and the designer when she's talking about the pearls, and I fucking loved it. And I think what
nuts?
I loved the most, Kim is like,
did you see her sit down
nervous
on the couch?
Kim's like nervous of North's opinion, and like it really impacts her. Like you saw her, like she needs to
and
be nice
right.
to me. Like, yeah, she is, and it's crazy. It's just crazy to watch a child wield that kind of power to just fuck
but
everybody's
Northwest
day up.
Is 100% right. She
oh, she
did
was
look
right.
Cheap.
I'm telling you, give her Fashion Police. I would watch it right fucking now.
Did you
I want to know.
Sit down on the couch with
yes.
the stylist, and she's going
yeah,
through.
Yeah, loved it.
And it was interesting who she thought was nice. She said Paris Hilton was nice to her, and.
Yeah.
I want to know because North is a truth teller.
That's what I'm saying. I want to see a show where she's talking. She has her pulse on what the youth think is cool, right? So I would love
she
to
does.
See that perspective. And she obviously has good instincts in terms of what she likes and what she doesn't like. I would sign her up. I'd watch that shit immediately.
She's got a fun spirit too, doesn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah, she's great.
She's adorable.
Yeah.
I can't get enough of her. Penelope is dead in the eyes. She is like not
nobody's
there.
Home. Right.
No fun. But Northwest is alive and
yes,
I can't
fresh.
Imagine.
Yep.
She got all the very positive things from Kanye West, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's so right. Funny that you saw that. I love it.
Back to Miami. What else?
I think Marisol is a piece of garbage housewife for running away. That's why you're not a full-time. Don't take her, what's her face? What's her name? Blondie?
Anna?
No,
oh, Nicole?
No, the main dog. Her best friend.
Alexia.
God, I can't think of her name. Alexia.
Jesus.
Don't take Alexia and skirt off and leave the scene. What are you so scared of? You
they
guys
come
seem
back,
like
though,
you're
I think.
Really guilty of something really, really bad.
I mean, if somebody called me a rotting corpse, would I want to
oh,
sit across from them at lunch?
That's your
no.
job. Is,
well,
oh,
true,
that,
but...
Who cares? What's the biggest thing? You do look like a rotting corpse, Marisol. You look terrible. That's not the worst thing ever that anyone on the internet or anyone's ever said about you.
Yeah.
Get a life.
Yeah.
Your job and your duty is to buck up. And the best housewives of all time have sat there. You think
Erica Jane
wanted
Jane
to go toe-to-toe
right,
with
right.
Denise
No,
Richards?
I agree.
Like, get a
I agree.
Grip.
I agree,
think she
but
does
I thought,
come back.
I thought the tizzy that they went into and
it was
then
fun.
And then how Alexia kept telling Nicole she wasn't yelling when she was yelling at her, like gaslighting her about the tone of her voice. I mean, it was great. And then watching them just storm off. And then the best part was Kiki was like, maybe I'm psychic, you know, like I am Haitian as she sits there and is like just watching it all implode. It was just
back.
Great. I think they come back too.
What are they hiding?
I mean,
that is Ana Quintanciones or whatever her name is.
I couldn't remember her till they showed her. Had no recollection she was ever on the
show.
She's
a bad person. She goes on Jeff Lewis. She is nasty and she is no fun. And there's a terrible, terrible energy about this lady. I'm glad Bravo got rid of her.
I love that Adriana set up Nicole like that. It's so fucked. It's just smooth,
oh, I think
too.
Nicole's not. I'm totally team Alexia on that one. I'm team both of them, but I feel like Nicole definitely was playing dumb there.
Yeah. Yeah. She
because
was a
Nicole
little bit,
definitely
but
knows. She,
yeah,
and
she
I love the way
knows.
Nicole,
Yeah.
She's so smart that I love the way she talks to them. She talks to the, she makes the other girls sound so stupid.
Yes.
Because she's a smart doctor, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I love Nicole. Yeah. She's one of my favorite housewives too. She's really grown on me. And
same.
Her going toe to toe with Alexia is fun.
Yeah, it is.
Alexia's
fun.
Outfit there, she's fascinating where she gets these clothes. It's like
and
wrapped up
lips.
And tucked and crisscrosses,
yes.
Like she's wearing a baby carrier.
And then like just the lips were so gnarly and just coming in hot. I mean, just out of control. It's just there. This is what I love, like right here. This episode was like, here
yeah.
We go. This is why I love Miami. Thank you. I take everything back that I said previously. I'm glad
they come back.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's good.
Marisol, yeah, flipping out. I'm excited to see Kiki yelling at Monkey or whatever in the preview.
Yeah.
She's a funny little lady.
It's fun. What else? Is that it?
Trying to think. I don't want to watch. I mean, I'm so bad with their names today. What's Lenny and what's her face? Monkey.
Lisa?
I don't want to watch her. Lisa and the boyfriend.
I don't either. Also, there's too many parallels.
Watching her do
the Lenny dinner.
Get my content when she was. She even leaned back the exact same way. Yeah. It's creepy.
I know. It's like, and they're sitting at a small table by the pool again. It's like, I don't want to sit at that small of a fucking table if I'm getting a cocktail or if I'm having a meal. Give me a proper size table where two plates and an appetizer plate can sit. A small table is a pet peeve of mine. Don't give it to me.
Naturally just blows my mind. She is like a man's dream. She's dolled up to the nines.
She looks like the characters from like
Austin
Powers.
All the time. Right. What are those things
called? Fembots or something. Yeah. It's wild.
I'd love to see Lisa born in like the middle of Texas or Arkansas and she never got out and she just living a normal life and to see what she would look like.
A little
like.
Meth. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to see it. Yeah. Oh, man. All right. We'll be back with all of the Bravo
here.
Next
sorry.
Week.
Sorry. If you have time, let me steal 5 minutes from you. Winterhouse. Do you have any thoughts? Did you see the finale and the reunion?
I didn't watch either. I didn't watch the finale. I didn't watch the reunion, but I should. Should I? I guess.
Oh, God. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the reunion's an hour and it's in the clubhouse. I think a clubhouse reunion is better than any reunions and it's worth it sure. Malia is the garbage. The finale is definitely worth watching.
Okay.
I have to say Kyle's mullet has grown on me and Danielle, I just never want to see on the TV again. I wish she wasn't around. And now she's going to have the I told you so, you know, mug this whole season for Summer House. It's just not fun.
Yeah, she's back on. I wish I'd never saw her on our screen yet. She's the worst. Not a fan.
Yeah, watch it.
All right, I'll watch it. All right, guys. Happy New Year. Hope you're doing something fun. I'm not doing shit, not leaving my house. But I hope everybody has a great time. We'll
Andy
be back.
And Anderson. I love them together. Will you watch it?
Oh, no. I don't know. Maybe, but like,
What do you watch? You're gonna watch a movie?
I guess, like, maybe a movie or something. I don't know. Usually my in-laws are in town. They'll stay up later.
Oh, they came with you. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I watched Robin Hood. I want to watch Robin Hood Men in Tights. Did you ever see that in the 90s?
Oh, yes. Dorian loves that movie, I think.
Oh, Dorian and I lived parallel lives. See, I remember watching it and thinking it was hilarious. And Tyler's like, I don't know if it's appropriate for the kids. Like, it's a freaking movie. If there's some innuendos, it goes over kids' heads.
Right.
We're out of family movies to watch here.
Yeah. 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 All right, guys. Well, whatever
Anybody's
you do,
got
enjoy
good family movies. Send them to me.
Please do. We'll be back in 2024. We love you.
See you later.